is. I'm bringing a new perspective in it. I'm keeping it fresh. I'm keeping it on point. So there's some specific things that I want to get out today. We've been in this series for a little bit, and we get things differently every week, even though we start with the same passage. The renewed mind, thinking the way heaven thinks. Say this as loud as you can. Lord, I want to think like you think. Please help me. In Jesus' name. Hey, look, how cool is it when I started trying this years and years ago? Because you get into things, and then after everything is over, maybe you missed God, maybe you said something, you did something, and there you are feeling like Paul said in the book of Romans, the 7th chapter. He says, the thing that I wanted to do, I didn't do. And the thing that I did, I hated. The thing that I love, I didn't do it. As a result, I'm miserable. Who's going to deliver me from the body of this death? And then he said in chapter 8, there's no break in the real manuscript. It doesn't go chapter 7, chapter 8. It's just one letter. And he says, oh, wretched man that I am, oh, miserable man that I am, who's going to deliver me from the body of this death? And then he said, I thank God. So with the mind, I serve the law of God, and the flesh, the law of sin. And then he starts off, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak in the flesh, God sending his Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. For the carnal mind is at enmity or at war with God. It's not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. All right? So I gave you what I had to, at some point, read, meditate on, memorize, and even hear, study, also that I could apply it. Now, I'll do this real quick. Hold your hand up like this. I'm giving you ways to get the Word of God into you and live it out. Here's one way. Read. Use your index finger. Read. Okay? Another one. Meditate. Another one. Memorize. Another one, hear, and then another one, study. All right? So you got read, you got meditate, you got memorize, you got hear, you got study. All those ways you can approach the Word of God. And ultimately, the palm is for apply. All right? All of those so that you can ultimately apply. And that's the goal. That's the goal. The goal is to get the Word of God in you, and to do it early, early. When you wake up, say, Lord, I give you first place in my life. I give you first place in my life. When you open your eyes, and you don't have to use my words verbatim, you can use whatever words in your own language, in your own delivery, and say, God, I want to give you first place in my life. God, I want to put you at the front. God, I want to start off with you. Whatever way you want to say, but start off with God. And then he fills you, and you get scripture and prayer and the heart of God and sincerity, all postured in humility. You now live your day out. And then you try and remember, what did I read this morning? Thank God for those who have set their hearts like Daniel did and prayed in the morning and prayed in the afternoon and prayed in the evening just to stay right, just to stay focused. And you get to pivot. God, what did you say this morning? What did I read? We don't read the Bible and pray and even study or hear or listen and meditate or even memorize just to say, I did it. You do it so you can get stronger and more robust in your character and your love for God and relationship, because you don't just desire him. Do you know he desires to be with you? One passage says that God dances over you. You know how excited I get? My granddaughter was one of the little ones that was up there. Do you know how excited I get when I see her? I dance over her. And she's like, Papa, I'm like, Mel! Imagine God doing that. Don't be so adult that you can't come like a child every day to the Father's presence and experience that one-on-one relationship. I want to stay 13. I want to stay 11. I want my heart to stay there. I think in certain ways, and as you know, he says, when I became a man, I put away childish thoughts, but that was because I now am a mature, but my heart, oh, I needed to stay tender before the Father God so that when I pray like Jesus, I can say like Jesus, Father, I thank you that you hear me and that you always hear me. You guys got that? So we renew our minds with the Word of God. So let's go to this real quick. We don't have too much time left. We've been flowing, so hopefully you took notes off of what was already being preached. Because he's always speaking. So the text is Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Look at this. Look at what he says now. He says, I beseech you, therefore. This is the New King James Version. There are other versions. He says, I beseech you, therefore. I'm begging you, I'm pleading with you, by the mercies of God. In other words, based on all the goodness that God has done in your life. Has he been good to you? I mean, think about it. Has he really been good to you? If I sit and think, one song says, when I think about the goodness of Jesus, remember this from decades ago, when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah! Thank God for saving. Don't grow in God to be so proper that you can't scream out hallelujah, that you can't scream out thank you, Jesus. And people look at you like, what's wrong with you? I'm in a relationship. So he says, I beseech you, therefore, I'm begging you, brethren. So he's talking to the body of Christ based on the mercies of God. And you want to know what those mercies are? Go back and look in chapter 11. That's why I always say, when you see the word therefore, start reading backwards and find out why it's there. All right? He says, so I'm beseeching you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Holy. Each of these words are important. It's a living sacrifice. Everybody say living sacrifice. Holy. Everybody say holy. Acceptable to God. Everybody say acceptable to God. All right, so every day, this is what we should be doing. We should be presenting our bodies a living sacrifice. The Apostle Paul put it this way. He says, I die daily because there are urges. We're just going to go with how the Holy Spirit wants to do this teaching today. There are urges. There are moods. There are attitudes, there are thoughts, there are fantasies, there are imaginations, there are actions that need to die daily. The Word of God helps you. There's power in the Word of God. And when you are going through, don't try and figure your way out. Say, help me, Holy Spirit. Remind me. Jesus put it this way. He says, the Holy Spirit is going to bring back to your memory everything that Jesus said. And let me say for clarity, this is what Jesus says. Okay? So, when those moods come up, I'm being very practical now. We're not just preaching a message and reading scripture. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, you present your bodies, living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Hallelujah. No, we're going to talk practically. What happens when your mood wants to go in a different direction than what God says? Somebody needs to die. And so I'm not physically dying. What I'm doing is I'm killing that attitude. I'm killing that mood. I'm presenting it. I want it to be accept. I want my mood to be acceptable to God. I want my body acceptable to God. Let's go deeper now. Let's go deeper. I want my urges to be acceptable to God. Have you ever been in a place where you had an urge from your flesh, emotions, will, wanting to go one way, and God was saying, I'm over here. I don't change. You know, that's what they were saying. Chris and the team were saying this morning, unchangeable. The word of God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't change. He was holy then. He's holy now. So now when I get an urge that is different than the heart of the Father, then that urge has to be killed. That's why in our homes, we shouldn't be walking around moody. Just one. Give me one amen. Just one. I know you're thinking. You shouldn't be walking around moody. You shouldn't be walking around with an attitude. What's wrong with Dad? You know, what's wrong? Oh, okay. Let me stay away. What's wrong with Mom? I don't know, man. She in that space. No. We shouldn't be what? Kill it. Put it on the altar. What happens on the altar? Death is on the altar. Sometimes we come to the altar and say, come to the altar. Oh, yes, Lord. I want to ask you for this. I want to ask you for that. I want to ask you for this. No, the altar is a place of death. We have to put our urges. We have to put our pride. You have to put some of the things that we imagine on the altar. This is all about renewing the mind now, y'all. And I've gone completely off script. Sorry, Jack. I'm completely off script. Because the Lord wants us to be in a place where we are living this thing. And that's not for anger or shame. You know, don't receive it. But sometimes we have to tell our flesh. We can't cuddle our flesh. We can't cuddle it. Oh, it's okay. I know you're going through, and God understands. So let's go ahead and do it. Let's go ahead and say it. Let's go ahead and feel it. God will forgive us. No. He will forgive. But remember what we said a couple weeks ago? Know you not that to whomever you yield your members, servants to obey, his servant you are to whom you obey. In other words, if you say, I'm going to give into this, then that means you now become a slave to that thing, little by little by little by little. And some of us think that we can be like Samson. That's why we do character studies. That we can be like Samson. And we can play around with that thing and play around with that thing and play around with that thing. Always thinking, yes, I'll just shake myself and the Spirit of the Lord has come upon me. But he didn't realize at one point that the Spirit of the Lord had left him. That's why in Psalm 51, and if you ever, excuse me, if you ever get a chance, read Psalm 51. It's a beautiful prayer of repentance with the guy, the only guy in Scripture other than Jesus that says this guy was a man after God's own heart. But it showed you how he repented. He says a song that this gospel group from back in the early 80s, maybe the late 80s, I don't know, somewhere around the 80s, they wrote this song, Whatever You Do, Lord, Don't Take Your Joy From Me. It was Marvin Winans, and CeCe's brother. And this brothers wrote a song. It says, Whatever you do, Lord, don't. So Psalm 51 is very clear where David's mind was off. And he says it. He says, against you and you only have I sinned. That's why we got to keep this here. When we get into January, man, January, we're going back to the awe of God. We're going back to the awe of God. Not just to say, oh, I read that book, great book. Nope. We need God to be God of my life, God to be God of our lives. We need him to be God and God alone. And when he's like that, and you look, when you miss it, you say, against you and you alone have I sinned. I tried to take your glory. I tried to look good in front of others. I tried to place my way above your way. Forgive me. And he says, whoever asks for it, he'll give it. He'll forgive. He'll forgive quick. Quick. And we should be the same way with people in our lives. When we get our minds so renewed and we remember so well what God did and said for us and how he forgave us so quickly, that's how we'd be quick to forgive. Quick. So-and-so did such. Lord, I release her. I release her. For posture, for perspective, I sit on the edge of my bed. And I open up my heart to God. I'm telling you this, not, oh, Pastor, you're something special. No, no, I'm showing you practically how to do it. And you can be wherever you want to be in the house, but I sit on the edge of my bed, and I honor God for his goodness and his greatness. And then I say, Holy Spirit, where am I out of alignment with God that I need to be back into alignment? And I start with forgiveness. Lord, who do I need to forgive? And I give access to the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, go through my mind, go through my memory, go through my emotions, and bring them up. And there are people that may be in my mind already, and I say, please forgive me for holding this against her. Please forgive me for my thoughts there. Please forgive me for making them feel this way. I go through, but then he begins to use, he's got to have access. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He's got to have access to every room in the house. You can't let him just come in the living room and dining room when he wants to go upstairs in the bedroom. You can't close the laundry room door. And when people are about to walk in that door thinking they're going to somebody's, oh, no, 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 don't go in there. Because that's where you stored all the dirty clothes. That's where you put all the junk. But when we really want to have areas in our lives that are given, where we give access to the Holy Spirit, sit on the edge of the bed. Kneel on the edge of the bed. Go and sit in your favorite chair. Go into the kitchen, wherever it is that you meet God. If you're driving, give it to him. If you're parked, give it to him. If you're on break at work, give it to him. And say, I give you access. David used laundry examples. He says, wash me. Purge me. He says, beat this part upon a rock. That's what my grandmother used to do. When you couldn't get it out, they take the clothing and in its dryness, after they let it dry, they see that the stain didn't come out and they beat it on the rock. They beat it on something hard so it could break up those particles. One prophet says, break up the fallow ground. You know, the part where it's hard and when the rain comes, it just bounces off. But you got to take the soil, get a rake, beat it, soften it. One place, David said, scrub it. And that's where you got a washboard. How many of you know what a washboard is? Anybody know what a washboard? Old enough? Okay, yeah. So that's where you take that thing and you scrub it. And sometimes we need to do it like that. I send clothes to the cleaners and they come back. I send it back. I said, this needs to, and I love my cleaners. You know, I love them. But if it doesn't come out, I'm just not going to wear it. Thank God for the light and thank God for accountability. I don't want to go deep down this road, but don't try and get dressed in the dark. You might have stuff on that has spots in it. That's why we turn the light on. And the more light we turn from the Word of God, we begin to see, oh, Lord, forgive me for that. Lord, watch me for that. Not shame, but conviction. And this is all part of the renewed mind. And look, we got all of this off of one verse. We haven't even gotten to the other verses. And so we have to get to those the next time. So bow your heads. Pastor, you're not going to keep us here? No. I could spit and slobber and yell and scream. And unless you just say yes to God. And there's been enough word that's already been taught. So let's bow our heads. Bow your heads where you are. I completely surprised the worship team. They're like, he done already? Bow your heads. Bow your heads. Hey, you know that song? You know that song, Oh Come to the Altar? Oh Come to the Altar. That's what we're going to do. They're going to play. And if there's something that was said that challenged you, and you feel like you need to come to the altar, I'm going to invite you to come to the altar. If there's something that needs to die, and you feel like you need to come to the altar, then come to the altar. If there is something that you are believing to die off of you, and whether we're talking about things like pride and anger and jealousy and lust, you know, if your mind hasn't been turned over to God, and you want to give your mind to God today, you want to have that mind of Christ. And also, if there are things that have to do with healing, where, you know, Lord, you want me healed, but I'm still thinking in a different way. I want this stuff off my flesh. I want this stuff off. You said you would. Your word brings light to those who find them and health to all their flesh. If that's you and you need to come and you want to make sure that at the altar you gave fear, doubt, and unbelief, let's come to the altar. 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 Y'all don't have to wait for the music to start. Y'all can. I don't see there being all, you know.